Welcome back to Eye on Digital Marketing. I am your host, Chuck Forbes, Manager of Client Engagement. This is episode number 26. Don't forget, you can follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at More Visibility. And if you have an Alexa home device, you can simply ask your device to open Eye on Digital Marketing and the podcast will start playing right there. Today, my guest is client strategist Joanna Baccia. Joanna, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. Today, our topic is tips for your blog. It's something that we've talked about on podcasts in the past, but wanted to touch on it again, Joanna, because I'm sure the clients you work with, just like the clients I work with, are always really intrigued by the blog and like, how do I have the best blog? Or, you know, how often should I write, et cetera. So we wanted to do another podcast and give out some great tips for that. So, you know, at a high level, if you have a website, right, you likely have a blog, you likely have sat down and tried to, you know, accumulate some type of blog strategy with your team. Some people have the luxury of having five or six people being able to work on content. That's nice. We know others out there listening, it may be a one-man show, one-woman show, so it gets a little difficult. And sometimes you may feel like, oh, I haven't written a blog in a month. Is that bad? We get that question a lot, too. So, Joanna, let's dive in here to some more specific tips and talk about blog posting and frequency. This is probably the most popular question that we get is, hey, more visibility. How often should I be posting? What's your opinion and take on that for frequency?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a question we get all of the time. We, of course, always recommend that you post at least one time a week. But if you could do more, that's even better.
Yeah. One time a week, I think, is a good cadence because it allows you to have some type of consistency. But I always remind people, too, like if an industry update happens and a hot topic is something that may pop up that day or that week and you're already talking about it all the time at work, just go ahead and make that a blog post. And maybe that's your blog post for the week. Or maybe that week you have two blog posts and maybe you could feel a little bit better. But I agree. I think at least once a week should be your cadence. And it's not that difficult, but it can be if you run into a week where you're the only one writing blogs, right? And maybe you have some time out of the office. All of a sudden, you know, 3-4 days go by and you're like, oh my God, I haven't written a blog. What do I do? So I think the second probably most popular question we get is like, give me some tips for like how I can help create my blog calendar better. You know, what should I be thinking about or looking about, or what should I pay attention to? Do you have any tips there for how, you know, a client could sit down and really outline a calendar and outline topics for the future so they don't have to worry about it?
Absolutely. I think it's always best to, you know, prepare your calendar in advance. And then to, you know, browse topics, kind of what's going on. Holidays is a great thing. Yeah. There's always specific holidays coming up.
Yeah.
And they're fun, they're engaging. And it's a great way to involve your audience and kind of get on their level. And it's very relatable.
I agree. Like, use the real calendar, like the real world calendar to
yeah,
come up
exactly.
with ideas. Like, people always forget, like, they think about their industry or their business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Christmas, Thanksgiving,
yeah.
You know, we're coming up on Halloween. We're coming up on all those holidays now. Like, infuse those topics if you can, mm-hmm. right, if it's appropriate, to some of your blog posts. You know, we have a client that I work with that's a gold refiner, right? Sometimes during the holiday season, we're doing posts on how you can give the gift of investment for gold, right? That ties right into the holidays. And that was an easy topic because everybody's already in the Christmas spirit. So I love that idea. And I think it's so easy when people hear it, but they don't do it a lot. So like, use the real world calendar, let that help you. I think another thing too that you mentioned was industry updates and like company updates. Again, if people are reading your blog and they're invested in you, I don't think it's a bad idea to have blog topics about company updates, which is even a little bit more specific than industry updates, right? If More Visibility is adding a service, that, you know, that's a great blog post because the people who are reading our blogs are already invested in us, so why wouldn't they want to know about that new service? But again, I think people block that out because it's like, do people really want to know about, you know, my business on my blog? Maybe they want to hear some other authoritative content, but that in itself can be very authoritative. I think tying into that too is like giving out knowledge and tips on your blog, right? And like going as deep as you can.
Absolutely.
do you feel like people hold back sometimes and not, you know, give out their full breadth of knowledge because they're afraid someone's going to steal their secret sauce? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I see that all the time, whether it's on a blog or, you know, any sort of other advertisement. It's like you get a little taste and then it's like call for more information. But, you know, the reason people are searching the internet is to learn. And yep. So if they come across a blog, you know, make it valuable. And I think that that will stick more in the long run than just giving them a little taste.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I always use the old adage, like, you know, the recipe book that you have in your house was created by a chef, right? Yep. If that chef was afraid of everyone stealing their recipes, right, you wouldn't have that book. But guess what? That's not the case. Number one, because knowledge should be shared, and it's only making that chef, or in our case, it's only making our agency, we'll use More Visibility as an example, it only makes us look better because we're giving you tips. But second of all, I guarantee that chef also knows who wrote that recipe book. Even if you go and cook that chicken marsala at your house, it's probably not going to taste exactly like theirs, right?
Exactly.
So you can listen to this podcast and take these tips and go do your blog, but perhaps that blog still may not perform as well as if you had a full comprehensive strategy behind it. So right, like, don't be afraid to give out your knowledge. I kind of hear that sometimes, like, do we really want to put that out there? That's really, really in depth. Unless it's a company secret, unless it's private information, absolutely.
I agree.
The other thing is growing your blog and getting further engagement. Obviously, once you have your post frequency down, you have your strategy down, the next thing is, you know, companies and brands are always want to grow their blog, get more readers, get more engagement, get more subscribers. And sometimes they think of it, right, as a siloed approach, like we're here and we got to go find new people, new people, new people. Mm-hmm. But there's also a base of people who may have already subscribed or already read your blogs. Mm-hmm. Do you think those people are as important, more important than trying to get new people? Should you tailor your strategy specifically, you know, to those people, what you say and give to them? How do you look through that lens, you know?
I think it's really important to keep your current audience engaged as best as you can while also attracting a newer audience, of course. But I don't know if I would necessarily treat them differently.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they're coming to your website or coming to your blog for this, you know, same reason. They're both True. Searching for the same information. And as long as it's valuable and relevant, I think that both audiences will continue to remain engaged.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the best point is don't treat them differently, mm-hmm. but make sure that you give attention to mm-hmm. both, because if you spend all your time trying to go out and get new users, you're leaving your back door open for people to leave your house.
Absolutely.
The goal should be is how many people can you get in your house and stay there. So if you're spending, you know, half your week trying to get new users, maybe the other half of the week is spent re-engaging the people that have already subscribed to your blog, right? Maybe you're sending them a newsletter. Maybe you're checking to see if all their alerts are on, so when you post something new, you know that they see it. That's very important too, because a new person is likely going to take a little nurturing to get to the level that the user base you currently have is. Sometimes that user base, people will find, they have a very powerful marketing element, you know, to them, where they'll go out and talk about your blog because they already love it. So I agree. Don't, you know, treat them differently, but make sure you're giving attention to both. So to kind of recap what we have here, going down the list of blog tips, when we talk about blog frequency, we recommend once a week. Again, if you can post more, yeah, go ahead. You know, please do it. But at least once a week to keep that frequency how it should. When it comes to creating your calendar, you know, use real world events, right? Don't be afraid to add in company updates, industry updates, and then go from there. There's every industry is going to have things that pop up throughout the month, throughout the year that become great engaging topics for your audience. Know your audience and know the knowledge they want. And again, as long as it's not a company secret or private information, share that knowledge with your audience. That's what they come to you for. And grow your engagement, right, by making sure you are attentive to grabbing new users and keeping your current base satisfied with updates and engaging topics. Joanna, I think those are great points. Is there any other points or tips that you want to leave the audience with today before we wrap up?
No, I think that, you know, we covered a lot.
Perfect. Joanna, thanks so much for stopping by today.
All right. Thanks so much.
You got it.